that I have given you just a little, that you will go back to your community or someplace and go look in some, those cemeteries and try to find out those private cemeteries and see that some of the members, if they're still alive, will keep them up or clean them up or do something. And if you know anybody that has private cemeteries, if you contact them and get a history of who's buried there and turn it over to somebody in the Medina County Historical Commission, that would be the G. Amutsi and or Charlie Cease and the Baileys of Quihee or Sue and myself. Anyone else? I think that's the only ones that are here. But give us that so we can get that when we get ready to publish the cemeteries of Medina County. Now, Bernie has theirs are published. And when we get through, this book will be about a quarter to a half inch thick because there's lots of names in these cemeteries. Now, does anyone have any questions? I've gone through this rather hurriedly. I didn't want to keep you here too long. I just want to give you a taste of the cemetery. Yes, ma'am. The Hoffman grave is in St. Dominic's at Dehennis. He was first sheriff, I believe, or Bandera up there. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am. Huh. In Castroville, Aiken, DeMontel we have. We've got that. The Hass and the Wurzbach. Yes, Butchie?
Aiken, down by the city park.
You
don't have that
rainbow. Oh, it is on? Yeah, I've got it listed here, but it's on. Some of these are on private property. And, you know, there was a bill, and I don't know whether it ever passed or not, that if you have a cemetery on your property, that you had to furnish them a road to that cemetery. But,
Over there is a little private cemetery near the Verde, and you mentioned some, and I wasn't sure, I don't know the name of it, but it has a little wrought iron fence right near the Verde and the Quihee Hondo Road. I remember Ernest Finley offered to sell Adrian and me of 10 acres in there, but we had to give people the right to go in it.
Yeah.
To the little, about four or five graves in there. Do you have that on your chart?
We've got, there's a bridge and the Mumie and Decker on the Verde Creek in the Vandenberg area.
No, it's not in the Vandenberg area.
I don't have that.
After the meeting.
Okay. All right. Another reason, question. That I can't answer. I don't know. I don't know. Yes, Connie. Oh, well, the Brutches moved. They're on the wood. WOW. They've moved all their. They've moved them all. Yeah, the Brutches. Yes. You don't know where he's buried. Yeah. The only way I know is go to the church records and check them out. They're the best records that I know here in Medina County. Yes.
Carl Barron,
D-A-R-E-N-S. Y'all hear that? Any other questions? One, yeah. Connie, can you answer that? You know, I mentioned there's lots of private individuals that are buried all over the county. Some of them are marked and some of them are not. They're dehennous now. There's Mr. Nye, he's buried over there in the field, in the old Nye field, and he's got an iron fence around his grave, but his is being kept up by his great-great-granddaughter, I guess, Miss Pierce Stacy. Hulda Nye, used to be Hulda Nye. She paid so much to keep that grave up. I'll bring in one personal incident, and then I'll quit.
Grandma Rudy, she's buried on the banks of the Medina.
Medina. And then they don't know where, do they?
Yeah. People don't know where that is.
Yeah.
Well, it's been there.
Yeah.
But I haven't been able to get there yet. But it's said when she died, she was in the woods back home, and she said, under that pecan tree, I want to be buried when I die. And she died about a week later, and they buried her there. So afterwards, when Uncle Fritz and they were grown, they said, well, I moved our mother to a cemetery. And the woodstock said, no, she picked that place, and that's where she's going to stay.
That's right.
And it's still there.
Still there. Well, the reason In a piece of property that my wife inherited over there in Grimes County, there's what they call the Trant Cemetery. And there's about four tombstones there, and the rest of them are all gone. So my wife and I have done research on that. We found out there's 21 people buried in that old cemetery, and we're getting ready to fence it and to mark the graves and put up a marker of who's buried in that place. Now, if everybody would do that, it would be fine, but a lot of people don't, because a lot of them don't care anymore. But anyway, we just want to preserve it for the people hereafter. Thank you very much, and that's all I have. Thank you.
Well, I really do thank Oliver and Sue for doing all this research, going to all these cemeteries, and getting all this information and bringing it to us. Thank you very much, both of you. I just wondered why a guy as despicable as you say maybe this fellow was, why did he rate such a wonderful big tombstone? In this day and age, he wouldn't get one that large at all because it would be so expensive. Nobody could afford one that large. I think that's interesting. I want to thank our committee from Castroville today, Mary Margaret Burgess and Eflin Conrad were the hostesses, and they have many helpers. And Eflin, would you come forward? While you're sitting here, I wish you'd look to the left and look at the centerpiece you're going to see a little later. And that comes from Mary Margaret's home and nursery. They're orchids. And you know, her sign says everything from cactus to orchids. So there's just the orchid part of it. Is Eflin, where art thou? Oh, okay. Oh, God. Oh, heaven. Well, just wait and see. And go, oh, she would put it underneath. She said she wasn't going to tell me either. Yeah, they get a stretch. Oh, I didn't just see the back of the lean or something easy. Oh, I wonder what's left for my chair is. But she's going to tell me who donated the prize after they win it. She said if she told it first. Somebody find it? Did someone find it?
There, we got it.
Who? Who is it? Who is it?
Helen R.
Helen R. Okay. Okay, Eflin, come here. Okay. Okay, tell where it came from.
Just wanted the members to know that the gift was donated to us.
Wait. Did she open it?
It'll take her a while.
Did it open?
The gift was donated to the club by Mrs. Jerry Johnson here in Castroville.
What is it? It must be a picture.
Thank you. Thank you, Bertha and Oliver and Eflin. Oh, cards. Note cards. Oliver, in your research, I didn't get this to you about the cemeteries, but I cut this out of the San Antonio paper the other day, having to do with the family cemeteries. If you have a family cemetery on your land, I'll leave this up here, but basically it says if your land is not designated as a cemetery and your land is sold sometime in the future, then someone can come in and bulldoze over this plot and build whatever they want to. But if you want it to last, then it's incumbent upon you to have it surveyed and see your county clerk or your county attorney, the county judge, the county clerk, county surveyor, cover all the bases and have this land designated as a cemetery. It will remain that way forever then. And I'll leave this article up here for you to see. I didn't get that to Oliver in time, and he might not have seen that in the San Antonio paper. It was just a couple of weeks or a week or so ago. Also, I know that Mr. David Kalk is here today, and he does research on cemeteries. And I think David probably brought along some things that if he would like later on, he could show up here. So, David, if you would like to do that. And do any of you have questions you'd like to ask Oliver yet before we close? Anything you've thought of since then? If not, it is nice to take your camera and go cemetery hopping. Again, my thanks to the hostesses. And I'd like to also tell you that on October 14th, that I have been invited to do, as president of CCHA, a presentation in Strasbourg, France. And so I'm very excited about that. So Jerome and I have put together a slide presentation. Since the camcorder, you can't show video on our videos over there. It doesn't, on a different grid, so it won't work. So we've put together a slide presentation, and we'll try to do you proud. So, and I'll let you know later at our next meeting how that turned out. And hopefully we'll have pictures to show you. So we're looking forward to that. I'm again, thank you all for coming today, and I declare the meeting adjourned, and let's have some nice goody refreshments. Thank you.
Oh, well, you're very welcome.